dads.
Old dads.
But we're really just two old dads. And we're really just two girl dads going through it together.
Hey, come on. Patrick. That was second try. That was second try. Hey, everybody, welcome back.
It's like acapella, but not.
It's terrible. On Zoom, it sounds terrible. When we do it in person,
It's terrible.
It's way better in person. Oh, man. Hey, folks, Patrick's on one today. Doug, listen, take cover. Patrick is on one.
Doug, I am seeking you out, bro.
And more importantly.
Seeking you out.
More importantly, not only is Doug on one, not only is Patrick on one, but Cooper's probably on one too.
Cooper is in the house.
He's here, guys. Yeah. We've been talking about him for two episodes, and he's here
to disclose yep. the sex of his child. Not yet, though. Not yet. Go ahead, Joe. Okay. Sorry.
Well, no, just drop the hammer.
What'd you have, Coop?
Yeah. So, first off, just really quickly, Joe, you know, you talk about leading up to it. You know, there's a lot to be said for leading up to something and then ending in utter disappointment. Just ask my wife. Hey-o.
There he is.
But, that, I just have to come in hot ready to go. I've been working on these for a couple weeks, so I'm just going to hit a couple right here. But, no. So, after a lot of anticipation, man, we had a boy.
A boy! Congratulations, buddy.
Congratulations. Thanks, guys. He did it. He did it. That son of a bitch, he did it. He made it. He got a boy.
I did it all. And, you know, I guess kudos to Brooke, too, for her part. But obviously, we know who did the best. And most importantly, if you guys don't hear from me next week, I have been killed by my wife. So
killed, murdered.
That'll be right when she listens to this.
And his name?
Downstairs. His name is Henry Francis Kennard.
Henry Francis Kennard.
Henry.
That's a wonderful, wonderful. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I love that name.
That was the first time he sang that, Cooper.
Right on cue.
Just
now,
for
only
you.
The theme song for the podcast could have gone that same way in the first try.
Oh, don't worry. We're about to end out on this podcast with that song tonight. You gotta stay tuned for the credits on that one.
Nice.
Henry the Eighth, I am, I am.
So listen, a lot has happened though since Cooper had his since Cooper and Brooke had Henry, and Joe. I think we should talk about that because it's been a gift and awesome, but at the same time, you've had some challenges that I think we should discuss.
Yeah, wow, man. We're just jumping right into it. Okay. Let me take a quick sip of the bourbon.
Take your time.
Yep. Yeah, so, you know, a lot happened, right, in a short period of time with Henry. So, you know, I say this and you know, for everyone, spoiler alert, my kids are great. Everybody's great. Mom is great. Baby's great. Healthy. We're good to go. But now that being said, you know, his entrance into the world was like a soap opera, man. A lot of drama, you know. And then we've had another little quick visit to the hospital since then. So
start at the beginning, please.
Yeah. So as you guys know, we were set to be induced on a Monday or who. Whatever day of the week. I'm telling you,
the last time you talked to us, you were about 10 days late or something like that.
So great memory, Joe. I'm glad to see that it hasn't gone yet. We were planning to go in and have an induction because we hit that 41 and 3, which our midwife was kind of pushing us to. And we had everything ready to go, and we were going to go in at 9 a.m. for an induction. Probably expecting a 16 to 24 hour labor, you know, as happens potentially with that first baby. And Brooke's water broke like in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. So right off the bat, we're starting hot.
Here we go.
Like ready. So I NASCAR it because we had our bag ready to go with the house. We hop in the car and call the hospital from the way. Ready to go. I've practiced my route. And so Brooke calls the midwife.
Did you say, let's go to the midwifery? I love that word.
They're like,
let's go to the midwifery now.
Man, you are on one. Oh my God, sorry. Cooper, I've never seen Patrick act like this on this podcast. I've never seen this. This is the first.
Ever?
You've really? Never come in hot with this energy. You're excited.
He's just trying to match my energy, man, because I'm slinging fire right now.
To the midwifery.
So to the midwifery, I had my magical conch shell. We blew it, you know, did all that. Drank our chicken's blood as we do in Mississippi. But no, we get in the car and we call them. And they actually say, you know what? It's going to take a while. Why don't you guys go back and just labor for a little bit at home? Which, like, okay, yeah, you know, that makes sense. Brooke was like, okay. So we go back to, we go home. We kind of have to, you know, calm the blood and fall asleep for another 3-4 hours. And then about 7 a.m. hits. Yeah, 7 a.m. hits. And Brooks wakes me up, says, hey, starting to have contractions. Let's get going. Get to the hospital. You know, go through intake, do all that, and things were looking pretty good. We get into our room, and they kind of get Brooke on monitors, get the epidural in, which, oh boy, that was fun.
You were there?
Oh, yeah.
You got to see it?
You watched it?
They kicked me out.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me watch that. It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, they had me in there, and you know, I'll be honest, I liked the hospital we were at, but something about, like, a resident being the one that puts a spinal tap in your wife's, spine, not something that was really great for me and my mental health, because, like, this guy was looking at somebody being like, does this go right? And the whole time I'm thinking, like, that this kid's going to fuck up. I'm going to have to kill a man today. Like, it's just going to happen. But no, everything turned out good. We were good. But what happened, to make a long story short, as the day progressed, Brooke got to 5 centimeters, and then slowly but surely, right around 1:00 p.m., her monitors like started going up a little bit. Her heart rate started going up. Henry's heart rate started going up. I could see it on the monitor. She couldn't. And we got to his heart rate. It was like 175, 180, 185 sustained. It gets up to 190, and then our nurse walks in and says, hey, Brooke, can we take your temperature? Brooke's temp had spiked to like 103 degrees. Ooh. We were so immediately, they were like, we think there's an infection. A doc came in and immediately started talking to Brooke and then talking to me like, hey, this is what we're going to do. So I stopped everybody because it was a high stress situation. They were like, we got to go. I kind of like calmed down the room. I said, okay, can you guys give me like a minute? I went and Brooke and I kind of had a little settle in, say, okay, so this is what's about to happen. We put our heads together, you know, and a credit to my amazing wife who, you know, it wasn't our birth plan to do an emergency C-section, which that's what they told us we had to do. But
how naive we, you know, plan. Remember that?
You huddled up.
We had a little Team Kindred huddle and, I'll be honest, immense credit to her and just like her level of like preparedness and just like those maternal instincts already kicking in, because it was like, hey, whatever's best for our baby, let's fucking go do it. So then, you know, I stepped out, called my parents, called her parents, gave them the like, 411. And then we were in surgery and Henry was in my arms within like an hour.
Ooh, that's cool. I'm glad. Wow. I'm glad you guys, you know, I'm glad it all turned out really good. Cooper, because
no kidding,
we know the answer. That's the thing. Patrick and I are sitting here, the podcast listeners have no idea, but Patrick and I have been hanging out with Henry and Violet and Gia. They've all gotten together.
If you saw the three kids together, like, you wouldn't be able to tell which one maybe has a little bit more drama or not, because they're all happy, healthy babies, man.
Totally. So, well, you know, the part about that I didn't realize is that you went and then you went back home. You left and you came back home, right? Yeah. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you know, from that Monday morning quarterback view, could that have been what had that infection? Because, you know, as you know, when the water breaks, you, you know, you lose some of the protections that amniotic fluid provides. But, you know, I don't know the answer. Not my job. All I care about is my baby's happy and healthy. My wife is recovering well. So we're good, man. And then, you know, cool. two weeks ago, we go back to the hospital because Henry wasn't eating well. And
wasn't gaining any weight.
Yeah. So, you know, birth weight dropped. We get a weight check in. It kind of pinged a number they didn't like. So they said, hey, you guys are going to go to the hospital for a couple of days. Come to find out, you know, breastfeeding was just not going the way that my wife and I had originally planned. But they got us in there. They gave us a really good plan, which includes a mixture of breastfeeding, pumping, bottles, a mixture of formula. TLDR of that is, dad gets to be involved in the feeding now, which is super intimate, super love it. So, you know, and also it takes a little bit off Brooke's plate, which we're all about here as well, because we need to keep mama happy and healthy.
Right on. Awesome.
So, yeah, we're good. We're good, man.
Yeah, and that's where, excuse me, I'm sorry. So,
this is a we're trying to be as professional in this podcast as possible.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's over here coughing. Hit the cough button. Okay. Watch me. Ready?
The mute.
We're on it. We are on it, Cooper. Dude, we love you, man. We're super happy you made it. You know that everything made out all right. And
no kidding.
You know, it's a good lesson too. You know, a couple things. One of the things is that you paused and thought about it and made a good decision for your family, which is hard to do, which we learn sometimes is out of your control. In a prior episode, Patrick's brother-in-law, right? Brother-in-law.
Ooh, yeah, Jordan.
Yeah, he was in the middle. They were doing things during surgery, and he's like, "Wait a second, what is going on?" Like.
They were like losing instruments and shit.
They thought they lost an instrument inside his wife. Yeah. And he was like, whoa. And so that's kind of, if I was in your situation, I hope I would act that way, the same way you did. It was a good call, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, boys. You know, I don't know where it came from, but like just that calmness of knowing, like, you know, putting your trust in other people, right? These doctors and the people that are in the room. They're the ones that, you know, have gone to school for X amount of years and, you know, kudos to them. They're probably in hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. So, you know, RIP, right. Pay your, make sure that we don't have to deal with that. That's our other podcast, student debt and the economy.
Other than the anesthesiologist. Other than the, right. Yeah.
Other than those guys, right? But no, I mean, honestly, there's people that are put in those positions to do a job. And you trust and you hope that they're going to do what's right. And they did. And you know what? We thought he was going to be in the NICU for a couple weeks. 5 minutes under a heat lamp, he was in my arms, and he never left. And he hasn't left since.
Awesome.
So we're good.
Awesome.
Nice, dude. Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
So. And so I don't think you mentioned this. Hold on.
Are you going to cough again? Mute it.
I did. I learned.
Good job.
I learned. That's what I do. I learn. So you had mentioned the NICU, and why did you think he was going to be in the NICU for a couple weeks?
Well, you know, it's how these doctors are, and I just said something great about them, so I'm going to talk a little bit out of my mouth on this other side of my mouth. Like, they were projecting for us worst case scenario. So, Brooke is having a little bit of an infection. We're going to start a round of antibiotics. We don't know what's passed to Henry and what hasn't. And so it's like on WebMD, two clicks away and you have cancer, right? That's what they were doing. So and I understand it, but just in the moment, it's like, oh shit, we're going to have him here for a week. We're going to have to deal with that. But no, didn't come to it. So we're all good.
Right on. And went under a lamp because of the coloring? Because of his coloring? Or
bilirubin?
Yeah. So not as much coloring. They, you know, when they put him in under the, like on the weight scale, you know, they wipe him down, clean him. This was a heat lamp that they put him under because they thought his, blood oxygen was going to be weird and trying to get him to stabilize. Mm. And
how was his heart rate when he came out? Cooper?
It was high for a little bit. And literally, like I said, they put him in that heat lamp, temp, blood oxygen, heart rate, calmed down.
Boom.
And he was good, man.
So this is a different lamp than what is used if there's jaundice?
I think so. Honestly, man, like,
who knows?
I'm not as comfortable with knowing that, that's not my jam. But
he was giving doctoral advice over here because Patrick's asking him, "What's the difference?" Look at him, Patrick.
I have this power of suggestion visual of Cooper in the room going, okay, what is this, you motherfuckers? What are you doing here? What are you putting my kid under this lamp for? What's this lamp all about? How about this lamp over here?
Yeah, you know, I will say this. I almost did mouth off to an intern. This is not great. This is going to make me sound terrible. But, you know, they have residents. It's a teaching hospital. I get it. But, you know, maybe when you're 25, 26 years old, you don't know jack shit, like, about life. And
really?
When you're in a room with a father and mother and a baby, and that woman is currently being sewn up, and you're responsible for doing it, maybe don't make a joke, like, that's kind of crass while you're stitching up that person's wife.
Ooh.
Just not great. And especially don't say it loud enough where he can hear you.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I get it.
Here for dumb.
So you didn't do anything? Because I would have freaked out, dude.
Yeah, I would have.
Honestly, it wasn't a good moment. I, under different circumstances, with Brooke not currently being sewn up, probably would have done something a little bit different. But, yeah, not great. But here again, great people. I'm sure he'll be a great doctor, you know, and have hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. So good luck.
Just isn't there yet. He's got a little baking to do, that one. Well, good, man. We were so excited to have you disclose, you know, after not only us living through the fact that and struggling with ourselves, saying, I don't know how Cooper and Brooke do it. How in the world can you wait until the day of to actually discover the sex of your child? We were so excited, not only for ourselves, frankly, but for Doug, just our listeners. It's a really exciting way to do it, right? I mean, I don't know if I can.
What was it like, Cooper, to hear, to like the doctor say out loud? Because did you find out? Remember, you said your barber told you to do it a certain way. Because you get to find out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I was the first one to announce it to the room. So that was fucking cool.
No way.
Yeah, I got to announce it to the room. They literally handed me my son, and that was it, man. It was it was fucking awesome.
So you looked at his wiener and you were just like, yes,
well,
it's a boy.
No. If you know anything about Kennards, I couldn't actually see the wiener, but I could see the ball sack. We're opposite. We're opposite in that way genetically. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We're like,
I did not know that.
Dude.
We're like sideways cans of tuna.
I know.
Like,
you said
this. You know, really wide, pretty small, but really it's the beans that are substantial.
Girthy.
So I could tell based upon the ball sack that was my son. I saw the podcast that we have an explicit rating. We're good. I think we're covered.
We're fine. I just can't get over the fact that
I'm sweating. I'm laughing. Bad jokes are crazy.
Oh, hilarious, Cooper. Coop, you're funny, dude. Okay, so you saw it. You yelled it out. You said, "Hey!" And then everybody. And then what did Brooke say about that moment? Was she, you know, pretty coherent?
Oh, dude. Dude, I pumped up on a lot of different like painkillers and drugs, but it was all numbing. It was all regional numbing.
Yeah, I mean, she was
still there and open. I mean, both, dude, we like that moment. My barber was prophetic because we both cried, we were both like hugging and kissing our baby, and just, I mean, dude, like you guys know because you guys saw it. Like,
yeah, I cried, kissed my baby. I was like,
yeah,
what's up, G?
Yeah. So like, you know, all of those emotions that you guys experience, I'm right there with you. The only difference is like, I guess maybe just like from a health standpoint, maybe a little bit of relief, but like, but the only thing that was a little different was, you know, I didn't know what the sex of my baby was. It doesn't make it any more or less special, but oh my gosh. If we ever have another kid, I gotta know now, right? Like, I
really
have to know.
Really?
So
Interesting insight. Thanks for sharing, Cooper.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. So
just is that, I mean, because honestly, it was just stressful?
Maybe next time we flip the script, Patrick.
Yeah. Oh. Absolutely, guys.
And don't find out. I'm down. I'll do that.
Oh, boy.
You know, honestly, I don't think it's like because of the experience or the stress. I just think it's because now, like, I don't want to – I don't know if – I mean, if we continue to have kids, it's going to be special. I just want to know now because I want to know if Henry's going to have a little brother or a little sister. And so, like, we can start to get excited about that.
Okay. Interesting.
And also, I want to know if I need to get my vasectomy now or later, depending on whether we have a girl or a boy. Because if we have a girl, then – like my urologist is ready to go. Like I've got a deposit already down.
Never doing
it comes
that.
Comes with a bag of peas.
Never.
So I think we've talked about this previously. But like if it's a girl, I'm going straight to the urologist. If it's a boy, we'll maybe try again.
Yeah. Huh. So that's your definition of complete, basically.
Yeah, a boy and a girl. Everybody wants a boy and a girl.
Okay.
What's my definition? After Brooke hears this, we'll see what her definition is. And again, you know, if I die, it's my wife. But. You know, that's kind of what my thoughts are, at least.
Good stuff.
That was wonderful.
So Patrick, you know, point being here, we've been girl dads for a while. Cooper, we've been, you know, we've been parents for a while, boy dad. And at this point, right, our kids are about, you know, between a month and 2 months old. And, you know, Patrick being, you know, Violet, of course, being the older one, because Patrick's the older one in the group here.
It should be.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
The wiser one.
We've learned a few things along the way. Mm-hmm. Some quick tips for our listeners, anybody listening, something that could be of use that maybe at, you know, week one or two, would pick up. Patrick, do you have one to start? You seem to be pretty vibrant tonight. So I figured I'd let you go first here.
Vibrant and vocal.
Oh my God, he doesn't have it. Okay.
I don't. I hadn't really even thought about that.
Yeah. Simple one. It's practical. It's good words to live by. It can apply to you or, you know, a baby. Okay. Point the wiener down.
Yes, Cooper. If you have a boy out there, point the wiener.
Point it up is just asking for trouble and potentially a mess.
Oh my God. And I'll say on this, never leave your child without a diaper underneath them. That's for the girls.
There you go.
Because
there
today I got caught on that too, Cooper, right before this podcast. I turned for 1 second. I looked away to grab the diaper and put it under. It was already open. I already had it open.
Yep.
I just had to slide it down. And when I went to go look, it was already too late and it was everywhere. She was middle of the living room. I'm like, gosh, darn it.
Yeah. The best lessons are learned by mistakes, man. Now you're never going to do that again.
Right. Yeah. I'll share one I learned just this morning.
Go ahead, go for it.
And this is kind of speculation on my part, an educated guess. I've been doing some bottle feeding, right? When Angie needs a break at 4 a.m. or 4 p.m, whatever it is. I'll say, hey, do you want me to, you know, when Violet's crying or what have you, I'll say, hey, do you want me to get up and give her a bottle or no? And this morning she said, yes, please give her a bottle if you would. And she wouldn't have anything to do with the bottle, this kid. I mean, it was, which is unnatural for her because it seems as if, you know, feeding has not been a challenge since day one. And so I was like, oh man, she won't take this bottle. And come to find out, when we kind of backtracked and what have you, the bottle was a day old. It had been sitting in the refrigerator in the bottle overnight. And so the only thing we can come up with is that it didn't taste the same, right? It just didn't have the same taste as quote unquote fresh milk. And so I guess my feedback is make sure it's fresh, because that little kid, man, I mean, she was like gagging. She wouldn't have any part of it. It was really, it was the first time I've ever seen it. And it actually worried me. I was like, oh my God, she's not going to, she's done with the bottle. I'm not going to be able to help out my wife, you know?
Great advice.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I think it was, you know, maybe like 8 hours too old.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Ugh.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, she was, I mean, she what, dude? If you'd have seen the look on her face, it was like, yeah, she hates this.
I'd also say, you know, when it comes to milk production, it's different for every family too. Mm-hmm. You know, it just, and it's nothing to be like, I've heard, you know, Carrie talk about it, like it's important because not everybody can do the same amount. And so you don't know if your baby is getting full, right? Like, honestly, I actually don't know if G is getting full at all. I have no idea what's going on in there. I really don't. I don't know. She's eating, I guess. Like how much she's getting, right? So, but I'm going to stand with you, Patrick. Giving her, Cooper, giving her a bottle is super cool. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Sitting there, it's just awesome. Like, and she's, right? She's cute. She loves you. And then she hates when I kiss her because of my beard. So be careful of that. You know.
Yeah, right there with you.
Well, and one other thing, the trash man came up to our back door this morning and he said, dude, if I find one more diaper in your trash, I'm not stopping by again. I'm joking. He did not say that, but it's just, I mean, it's a bag a day. I'm just shocked. I really am. I had no idea.
Well, it's probably especially difficult because you're also filtering your diaper count with your daughters. And I know that's probably a little more difficult.
Listen.
Zing. Whoa, shots fired.
Makes me want to go to the restroom.
Yeah.
Makes you really mad. I have to pee. I'm so mad I have to pee. So that's funny, Patrick. Has it ramped up since maybe month one?
You mean the diaper production?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. I'm
from month one though.
Oh my God! Yes, absolutely. Oh, it's just one after the other. I'm really really shocked at how many diapers we're going through. I really am. So be prepared, people.
I mean, and then they keep having diapers until they're like, you know, what? How long? How three? Two? Are they potty trained at three?
Didn't new.
Oh shit! Now we have to get another book. Patrick, start talking about first couple of years.
Adrian's got a revision too, or a next version.
We should read. He does have a chapter about month old and 2 months old. We should read those.
That's true. We kind of ditched Adrian Culp and his ideas. But there's probably three or four chapters that go beyond having the child that may be interesting to read.
Do we even know this guy's a dad? Like, what if he just wrote this all about like, you know, the pregnancy, but he's not actually a dad. We don't know that, do we?
Hey.
You know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like a four times over dad.
Who's this guy?
Adrian Culp? Don't worry.
I mean, you're from the Northeast. That's why I'm being like, yeah, what the F's his problem, you know?
Adrian Culp.
Spent some time in Boston.
Yeah. I mean, he's a, you know, he's a dude.
So how that came about, at least for me, is when Angie told me she was pregnant, shortly thereafter, she bought me his book. And I don't know if Carrie and Joe bought the book first or if we did. It doesn't matter. But ultimately, we both ended up with the same book.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's a first time dad's handbook is really what it comes down to. And
quick,
so throughout.
Tips.
Yeah. So throughout the first, you know, throughout the pregnancy, we were following, you know, week by week what was happening. And it was pretty amazing to see how spot on he was and very comedic and really, really a good writer. He's like a comedic writer in Nashville. And so he's in the entertainment business and it was a pretty good book.
Well, you know, Brooke and I are really anti readers. So, you know, not really our thing.
I can tell.
More,
I mean, I'm trying to win
much
you
more
over.
Consume our information off of Netflix. It's just easier and more.
It's true.
It's true.
Well, this has been
planned pause. Was that a planned pause right there?
Yeah.
For dramatic effect.
Yeah, burping into the microphone now, Patrick. Back the fuck up from the microphone. You're a woman, dude. Guys, I really never see.
I'm sorry.
Patrick, how much did you drink tonight?
I didn't have that much at all, actually.
The truth is he had something, though.
Well, yeah, I had it. I had two adult beverages with dinner.
With dinner.
Before dinner.
Yeah, Well, Patrick, listen, your headphones look great. Cooper, it's really nice to see you. And we're really happy that, you know, we got updates throughout the next couple of months for, you know, the adventures of the babies. It's going to be crazy. And, you know, dude, it's really great. It's great to have you back on the podcast. And that was really informative. I think people will really understand or really appreciate where you're coming
from. I appreciate that. Hey, I do. Can I kind of close my part out with a 2 pages from one of my favorite books for baby?
Mm. Mm. 2 pages.
Yeah, yeah. Just to illustrate a point. So,
what if I said no?
Big letters. Well, big letters.
You're a benevolent. You're a benevolent guy, so you would.
Benevolent. Good word.
Benevolent.
Yeah, that's my speller. But so this is one of my favorite books right now, and I think it relates to what we can all are going through right now. It's by Adam Mansbach. And it's called Go the Fuck to Sleep.
So
it's kind of like a Good Night Moon, but an adult version. So I'm going to read the first 2 pages because I just really think this would be enjoyable.
Do it. Do it.
The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have laid down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Go the fuck to sleep. The windows are dark in the town, child. The whales huddled down in the deep. I'll read you the one very last book if you swear you'll go the fuck to sleep. Just want to close out tonight, guys. I'm going to go and...
That's 2 pages? That was 2 pages?
Yeah, that was a full 2. Those Here, are I like got, the books I got that, one. That I normally read. So
I love
just
it.
Kinda
I
happens.
Love it. I love
it. All right, boys. I love you. I got to roll. Been a pleasure.
Love you. Later, brother.
See ya, Coop.
What is that? I like it. Eighth I am. Henry the Eighth I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. And everyone was an Henry. Henry. Wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Verse, I love it. Same as the first. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am.
I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. And everyone was an Henry. I'm a eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Good job, Joe. Good final. What a great... Great song. It's kind of surfer-like.
Yeah.
Very surfer-like.
So that was, I figured we...
I think Henry's going to be a surfer.
No, he's not from Indiana. He could be anything.
Ball sack like that, he's going to be a surfer for sure.
When your ball's bigger than your dick, it's crazy.
You are an automatic surfer. Yeah. Billabong. Come on.
Oh, my God. Patrick, you are absolutely on one today. I feel it, man. I think you're just.
I am happy.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it, dude.
That's nice. Thank you.
I thought we play Cooper out on Henry the Eighth song. And by the way, that's from Herman's Hermits.
Yes.
From an album called Sessions.
It's like the 1960s, is it not?
I don't
late
know.
60s.
Henry the Eighth, yeah. I am. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't say, but...
it's got to be early 70s, late 60s. That's my guess. Before my time, I believe.
Either way, I've heard that song before.
It's a great song.
And I've also...
you know, and one thing that... our avid listeners... Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
Back, our avid listeners will pick up on the fact that before we found out the sex of the baby, before we found out it was going to be Henry, there were at least 2, maybe 3 times in the podcast, I don't know if it was our last one or the one prior to that, where I said, Henry.
Yeah, you
Henry. Because we knew, right? We've known for about a month.
We call those Easter eggs.
Yes, it's like an Easter egg.
We left little Easter eggs in the back episodes, and nobody I'm Henry the Eighth. Yo, we should sing that next time at karaoke.
I like it. Yes. Well, I can't wait till karaoke's back. Can't wait.
Oh, anyway, Patrick. Well, listen, we should just end this podcast. I don't know why we were going to end it with Cooper gone. I mean, we did. He did such a
good. Yeah, he was like, I'm done. You guys later.
Yeah. All right, Patrick. Well, bye, everybody. We love you. How about a word of advice? How about a word of fatherly advice there,
Pat? Oh, listen, just stay the course and be.
Yo, time out. Sorry. Got it. You're like yelling tonight. Back it up.
Okay. Just be patient. You know, practice patience. I mean, I've had several moments at, you know, 3:30, 4 in the morning where it's like, I can't do this. I wasn't cut out for this. And it all works out just fine.
Jeez.
Be patient. And be patient.
That's
what's
it.
The other?
Be patient. Good, man. Okay. That's good.
There you go.
I agree with that statement 100%. And if you're listening to this, and you really want to get a hold of us, we got the New Old Dad's Facebook page. You guys can go there.
Yes.
And then you can also honestly just email me, josephwmalillo@gmail.com. That's it.
Yes. That's yes. We got to post that. We got to post that photo of the three babes.
I'm pretty sure newolddads@gmail.com too. So anyway, guys, we love you. Thanks for listening. And remember, always patience. See you
just
guys.
Little patience. Yeah.
See you guys. Till next time. Later.
I'm Henry the Eighth. I am Henry the Eighth. I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No Sam.
I'm her eighth old man. I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth I am. Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the Eighth I am. Henry the Eighth I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No Sam.
I'm her eighth old man. I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth I am. Have a Willie or a Sam.
No Sam.
I'm her eighth old man. I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth.